Bad news, I'm afraid, for a Wellington institution, the Matterhorn, closing its doors after half a century. Lease is up in October. They've been told they've got to go. This is the place that's hosted everyone, from Louis Armstrong to Elijah Wood. Owner Sean Marshall's with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So this has been coming for a while. Is this the heritage building problem?
Yeah, I mean, it's not simple, but yeah, I guess, you know, it's all sort of a lot of it's based around the fact that they've been wanting to do a redevelopment there for a while, and obviously... no secret in Wellington that the farmer's building is pretty stuffed, and that sort of things have moved along a bit quicker since you know, the earthquake, and the farmer's kind of left the building. So I guess things have moved along a bit quicker. So we're sort of down to sort of 3 months, you know, for the lease to go now.
Anything you could have done to stay or change it or not?
No, not really, in the sense that there's all, just all around the timing, but there's, you know, 100% a redevelopment is going to be done there. And, you know, I guess, you know, the 6 month notice period that, you know, we've been given is still stands until, you know, anything changes. But I guess, yeah, in terms of the building, yeah, it's going to be redeveloped in the near future.
And so are you closed for good? There is no more Matterhorn, or are you merely moving?
Well, at this stage, you know, we're looking, and we're, you know, doing our best to work on a new site. But I mean, I've got nothing locked in at the moment. So,
do you want to move and keep it going?
Oh, I think for sure. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, half a century, like you say, in Cuba Street, of sort of, you know, evolution of, you know, hospitality and Wellington culture and so on. That's hard to recreate, but. You know, we can sure pick the brand up and move to a new site and keep going if we can find the right thing, you know.
That's the interesting thing, isn't it? Because part of what you do, having been there, of course, part of what you do is the history of the place and the vibe and the memories and all of that.
Sure.
And just because you transfer something and call it the same thing doesn't make it the same thing, does it?
That's right. And you know, obviously, you know, going back to the, you know, the original tea rooms, opened by the Swiss brothers, and then, you know, there's over the years different owners and different sort of reincarnations of the brand and the business. And, you know, I think that current form there is around 15 years old. I mean, you know, literally hundreds of people, you know, have cut their teeth there from a hospitality point of view, and staff, and there's like I say, the people that have been through the doors over the years, I mean, yeah, it's endless.
A lot of sad and sorry customers telling you they're going to miss you.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the response has been amazing, actually. Like I said, we thought it would just be to tell the public what was going on there.
Mm.
And, yeah, pretty overwhelmed the response with you.
Good on you. Hope something good comes of it, though. Sean Marshall, Matterhorn owner, with us this morning.